So, moving swiftly on, we have joining us in the studio none other than Amy from the Bon Bons!
Yay! Hi, everyone!
Oh, no! Oh, I apologise. We have been beset by a disaster in the studio. Mr. Tony Garthwaite has unearthed his banoffee tart and flipped it straight upside down on the desk and is now utterly devastated.
We have to clean that off.
You are, indeed. Yes, get a wet wipe. So anyway, diversifying away from my interview, you bad man. Amy, my love, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you. How are
good,
you?
Good, good. I'm fine, thank you. I hear you've been very, very busy, haven't you?
Yeah, we've been very busy. It's been great.
Excellent. What sort of stuff have you been up to then? I understand you've been on a school tour apart from anything else.
Yeah, we've done a school tour. Well, we're still on the school tour. We've done quite a lot of schools around Yorkshire, a few schools around Lancashire. We're in Manchester tomorrow with the school tour. So, and we've got a big gig coming up at Doncaster Dome for the schools, so we're excited about that.
Oh, excellent stuff, excellent stuff.
I just like to say, it's really, really hard to get into school tours. Really hard.
Is it?
Yeah, really hard. Everyone's trying to do it.
Are they?
Yeah.
Lucky you.
Companies like labels pay big money to get into schools.
Oh, right, you're listening to this. This is all vital information for you. Have you managed that then? Is it a secret? You don't want to divulge your secret so everybody's on the school tour as well.
To be honest, it's not really my department, so I don't know. We must have just winged it.
That's all right. Well done, you. That was excellent. Good work. Good work indeed. How's it going down with the kids then? I bet the kids absolutely love you, don't they, though?
Yeah, we perform to kids. They're about 11 to about probably 15, 16, and they all really enjoy it. It's
yes,
good.
I bet the boys love it, don't they? The girls all want to be you, and the boys all want to be with you. There you go, no doubt. I should imagine, anyway. No, what? You eat your banoffee pie, you. You just can't get the staff, can you? I don't know. So, the Bon Bons are going to be playing, aren't you, this Sunday at the Olympic Torch Ceremony, I believe, is it?
Yeah.
As part of the Our Future, Our Voice thing.
Yeah.
Which, I believe... Hang on, just let me have a ruffle through my papers a moment. Somewhere on here I have something to do with... Yes, it's on Church Green. Oh, no, you're not on Church Green, are you? You're on the different one, which I'll have to find in a minute because that's the wrong piece of paper. I do apologise. It's this one, you see? Garthwaite had it all along. Right, you probably know about this already, but basically there is a mix and match marketplace in the Airedale Shopping Centre, along with an entertainment programme, which I presume is you, in the square at the back of Keighley Bus Station, Town Gate, Keighley.
Yeah.
So there you go. So they must be setting you up a little stage and stuff. There's quite a few acts on, in fact, isn't there? But I think you're probably the most important on the bill, let's say. I don't know.
Yeah, there's quite a few acts on, I think.
Yeah, it should be good. Should be a very good time. I mean, a lot of people have said to me, this Olympic torch business, well, it's just somebody running through Keighley with a torch, isn't it? I mean, there's more to it than that. It's what it all
it's
sort of
the
like
real
involves.
Torch.
I know, yeah. It is indeed. I mean, how do you feel about the whole Olympic thing? Do you think it's a good thing, bad thing, or just a waste of money, or what?
Oh, no, I think it's a good thing. I think we're very privileged, you know, for it to be happening here this year.
I think we're very privileged to have the torch coming through Keighley. I don't know whose brainstorm that was. But
I'm sure. Like, maybe it was the Commonwealth one. That went through Keighley.
Did it?
Well, yeah, when I was in year six, I'd have been about 10 or 11.
Oh, Keighley's right. Very important.
So 9 or 10 years ago, we had a new torch. I think it was the Commonwealth.
Do you want to say that again when you've finished your
banoffee? I think it was the Commonwealth. Man, look that up. I'll have a look up.
Yeah,
on
go on.
You get looking up.
I don't know. when we had you in before, didn't we, a few months back? And you'd just done a video then, Cuckoo, I believe.
Yeah.
How's that going? Has it been, you know, well received? Have you managed to get it onto any airplay or anything like that?
We're just in the process of doing that at the moment, but it's on YouTube and the hits have been going up. We've been plugging away at it.
Excellent.
So good stuff. You'll have to check it out on YouTube.
Well, we shall put a link up to the Cuckoo video and all the rest of your stuff on our Facebook page, shall we, Tony?
Wait.
Yeah, right, that's yeah. That's, I think that's a yes. Not sure. Oh, banoffee pie first down there. Right, okay. Well, we better play the song, the Cuckoo, I think, just to refresh everybody's memories, and then we shall speak a little bit more, if that's all right with you. And after we have heard some bonbons, we shall have a little bit of Night Patrol, because they are also playing the Olympic Torch Do this weekend. So we'll have I'm a Believer from Night Patrol, and first we shall have Cuckoo from the Bonbons. Please enjoy these.
Give me, give me, give me, oh, give me some. Jam on Top is the music hub of Yorkshire, taking your rehearsal to the next level. Four large rehearsal studios using industry standard equipment, including Marshall Stacks, Line 6 Stacks, Laney Bass Stacks, Ashdown Bass Stacks, Shure SM58 microphones, and full drum kits. All the PAs are staffed by quality sound engineers to get you up and running quickly and sounding great. All this for just £20 for 2 hours or £28 for 3 hours rehearsal time. All PAs range from 2,000 watts to 5,000 watts. And as if that's not enough, we also offer free Wi-Fi, free tea and coffee, tuck shop and soft drinks, and music accessories. So check us out at jamontop.com or call us on 01535 600 133. Jam on Top, more than just a rehearsal.
Jam Radio.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales.
Hey!
Then for someone else, but not for me. Love was out to get me. That's the way it seems. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. I saw her face. I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt.
Ah, a bit of Night Patrol there with I'm a Believer. Loving that. That was recorded here for the Radioactive Sessions with none other than my lovely chum, Mr. Garthwaite. So, I suppose some of you might be watching the football. Or not watching the football. Yeah, I'll tell you, somebody who probably isn't watching the football. Brian, if you're listening, man, it's all right. It's only a game of football. Calm down. We've had a few technical issues with our big screen football match this evening. And it's not gone down well, has it? Basically, we're all hiding in various locations around the building now in case Brian catches us and starts shouting at us and stuff like that.
Because
we
see him. Don't approach him.
No, whatever you do, do not approach Brian at the moment. It's more than your life's worth, let's say. So, right, on that interlude, we have with us Amy Bonbon.
Hello.
Hello again. we heard Cuckoo there from the Bonbons and I'm a Believer from Night Patrol, both of which you can catch this Sunday at the Olympic Torch Ceremony here in Keighley, albeit at different stages, but, you know, that's life, isn't it, really? So we're talking to Amy about what she's been up to with the Bonbons and things. Now, you were recording an album last time we spoke. How's that coming along?
Well, it's coming along great, thank you. We're just on the last two tracks, so the whole album should be finished in about 2 to 3 months.
Excellent, excellent. And have we got a release date for that then or anything?
Not at the moment, no, we'll let you know.
Right, no worries. Well, yeah, as soon as you do get a release date for that, please do let us know so we can let all our lovely listeners know. So what else have you been up to? Just gigs at the minute?
Yeah, we've been recording the album, obviously, and we've been gigging a lot. Because we've been on at the Gay Pride as well.
Right,
we've
cool.
just done Sheffield Pride a couple of weeks ago, and then we had to audition for Hull Pride, and we're on Hull Pride
in July. Oh, awesome, awesome. Good crowd at those sort of things, then?
Yeah, really good, really
excellent,
good.
Excellent, I've never been to one, I have to say. Though I should probably check one out at some point, not that I'm, you know what I mean. But, yeah... I don't, Tony, help.
Well, I remember I was going into Leeds one time and I kind of...
This one when you got dragged down that alley, was it?
You know where cockpit is? And you can keep walking along by cockpit, you end up where all the gay bars are and stuff.
I wouldn't... I know where the cockpit is, yeah, but I don't spend a lot of time in Leeds, to be honest.
Further down, all the gay bars are there. And,
all right, cool.
It's the way I walk to college.
It's the way you walk?
Well, it's the way I walk to college. And I was walking one day. It was on a Sunday, though.
All right.
I noticed there was a lot of loud music where I was going, and there was a lot of, like, people.
Yeah.
And then I realised I'd walked straight into the middle of it, and
oh, well.
It was all a very interesting experience.
I bet it was. Yeah, anyway, so yeah, there's plenty of these Pride things then going on, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, does there seem to be one in most major cities then these days?
Yeah, Marla, there's one in Bradford, Leeds. We're on at Leeds Pride as well, yeah.
Cool.
And Leicester.
And my
So we're on at quite a few of them, but yeah, they're on more or less everywhere.
Oh, cool. Did I hear you say something about Manchester this weekend as well?
We're in Manchester. We're at a school in Manchester.
Oh,
tomorrow.
Right. Do you know what school that is? Oh, hey, she's looking. She's looking.
Samuel Laycock School.
Oh, very good, very good. Is that central Manchester then, or have we got a...
Ashton-under-Lyne.
Oh, a posh part of Manchester, no less. Yeah, so only the best places for the Bonbons to play. Awesome stuff. So we shall talk a little bit more in a moment. I think we better have a bit more music. We shall have Liar from the Bonbons. What's this one about, then? About a liar, no doubt. But,
yeah, this is a girl that lies to all her friends, but eventually they catch her out and they know what she's up to.
Right. Cool. Is this one from experience? Or do you write from experience, or is it just...
Yeah, they're all kind of from experience, but awesome. This girl's trying to make out she's better than what she is because she's lying.
Right, cool.
And then...
I better add at this stage as well, you do write all your own stuff, don't you? Which is kind of good.
Yeah. Awesome. All original stuff that we all co-write together, so
excellent.
Yeah.
Are you all responsible for the music and the lyrics then, or do you sort of split into little bits?
All us girls work together with us producer to make the sound of the Bonbons, so we all chip in with lyrics, music, and everything. So.
Cool. Awesome. Oh, so it's a democracy then.
Yeah.
We like a democracy, not a dictatorship. Tony, are you listening? No more dictatorships. I don't know.
We are dictators.
Well, we are sort of, yeah. I suppose. Yeah, we're working on it, aren't we? Yeah. World domination. We've got a new unit, by the way, so we've got two now. So this is our first step towards world domination.
Oh, wow.
Sounds pathetic, doesn't it? I don't know.
But someone's been parking their car in front of the shutters.
It's all right. I'm going to get a forklift and move it. It'll be fine.
So there goes our plans.
It'll be fine, don't worry. All shall be well, as per usual. So here we go then. We're going to have Liar from the Bonbons, and then we shall have a bit of Siren and Strings with Make You Feel My Love, which was recorded for a Radioactive session by my esteemed colleague, Mr. Garthwaite, wasn't it?
Yes.
Have you seen anything of Siren and Strings recently?
No, I'll text them and see.
Yes, they are on at our stage at
Siren.
The Airdo. Yes.
Yeah, but I'm in Portugal probably.
You're not allowed to be in Portugal for the Airdo.
Yeah, the day where we need everyone.
Yeah, you will be.
I go on holiday.
Yeah, that sounds about right. It shall be fun nonetheless. So yes, a bit Liar from the Bonbons and Make You Feel My Love, a cover of the Leonard Cohen song, I believe. Leonard Cohen song, I believe.
What do you want me to say? I don't know.
Well, is it a Leonard Cohen song?
No, I don't know. Possibly.
It's a Leonard Cohen song. I said so. So here we go. Enjoy!
When the rain is blowing in your When the evening shadows and the stars appear, and there is no one there to dry your tears, I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my love. I know you haven't made your mind up yet, but I would never do you wrong. I've known it from the moment that we met, no doubt in my mind where you belong. I go hungry, I go black and blue, I go crawling down the avenue. No, there's nothing that I wouldn't do to make you feel my
Some Siren and Strings there with Make You Feel My Love, a cover of the Leonard Cohen song. Thanks, Tone. And before that, Lion from the Bonbons. So, as I say, we have Amy joining us in the studio off of the Bonbons. So time for a few more questions, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Good, good. So let's first off, influences. Let's say, what would you cite as some of your major influences in the band?
Well, I know the other girls have different influences. We've all, like, kind of got our own, but my main influence is probably someone like Rihanna.
Yeah.
Which
cool.
I just love Rihanna, and I like her, like, I love Rita Ora that's just come out as well.
Oh, all right, cool.
Because
cool.
She's very like Rihanna. All your current stuff.
Awesome. Very up to date sort of person then.
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent. What's all this about Rita? Talking of Rihanna, apparently she won't come to England because she's too busy getting drunk somewhere and partying, and it's all just too much, and she can't bother with England because the weather's rubbish or something. So I read in the tabloids.
Oh, which tabloid might that be?
I don't know, I can't remember. It was about a week ago. I think it was in Metro, actually. Free Metro. One. You can't beat
Find
free
tabloid.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So, I mean, do you actually have a day job as well, or is this it? Is it your full-time occupation?
This is more or less, yeah, full-time. We're verging on full-time now, so. But
excellent.
It's great, we all love it, because we see so much of each other in.
Yeah.
We just love it.
I'm right in thinking that the other two girls, one lives in Manchester. Is it Kay?
Kay
lives in Manchester?
Kay, the blonde one, is from Manchester.
And the other
and
one from
Catherine,
that's it.
Is from Wakefield.
Absolutely. So how often do you guys get together and rehearse then?
One thing.
No, hang on.
You know Wakefield?
Yeah.
Here we go.
There's like a pie shop, isn't there?
There's a prison
pie
as well.
Shop.
Yeah, there's like this pie shop that opens like a takeaway.
Like sort a specific pie
yeah,
shop?
It's like one pie shop. I've been told about this. Do you remember?
Oh, the Cockney pie shop?
Yeah, it's like the pie shop in Wakefield.
Does and, pie like, and mash?
You go out like, and then at two in the morning or something, it's like going to takeaway, you go to the pie shop.
Yeah, pie and mash.
In Wakefield.
They've opened one in Skipton.
Have they?
Yeah, apparently.
Right.
With genuine liquor, you know, the sort of minty, saucy sort of stuff that goes with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can now be a Cockney in Wakefield and Skipton.
Way.
How's about that then? So anyway, thank you for that interjection. I don't know. So how often do you practice then?
well, we get together
probably about 3 or 4 times a week, but because we've been gigging that much, we don't have to rehearse as much, but we still like rehearse the new stuff and everything, but we practice quite a lot.
Awesome. Do you kind of swap your sets about a bit, or do you kind of stick to one set for a bit and then move it about? Is it, or is it, does it change sort of on a daily
It changes depending on what gig we're doing, because we do such different gigs, like from the gay prize to the schools and everything. Like we'll just alter our set as and when it needs to be altered.
Awesome stuff. So one question that I know is going to be on everybody's minds. If you do argue in the band, who usually wins?
Me, obviously.
Well, yeah, because they're not here.
They're not here.
I like it.
No, to be honest, we get on really, really well. So we don't really have many arguments.
That Kay seems a bit feisty. You want to watch her?
Yeah, Kay's a bit feisty, but she's the daft one. We've been just set a video count up. Have you got video?
Nope. Tony! Yeah. She's talking technology!
It's like YouTube.
It's basically, you can just put like a 30-second video up.
Right, cool.
And we've been getting Kay doing a lot of stupid stuff, and they're all getting posted everywhere, so it's funny.
I'll have to check that out then, absolutely. Oh, dear. Just on a completely different tact here. I presume you go out occasionally as a group, yeah? You get together and go for the occasional a little glass of wine or something.
Yes, it's just nice quiet nights out.
So when you do go out, afterwards, is it Chinese curry or pizza stroke pasta? And not pies!
Pie.
Sit down, you and your pies, honestly.
Chinese curry or pizza?
Yeah.
Well, one time we went out, in Bradford, actually. After we'd shot the music video.
Is that the cuckoo video?
The cuckoo video, yeah. Cool. Went back to the hotel, and I don't know why, but we'd like ordered about 12 pizzas. Bearing in mind there were 3 of us, and we had like loads of pizzas, so it must be pizza for the bonbons night out.
Oh, right, cool. A bit of Italian. I like it. So obviously we talked a little bit about your future plans, and hopefully finishing the album and stuff like that, and getting signed to a label. I mean, what would be your ideal scenario with it, really? I mean, just completely full-time, signed to a nice label, just doing nicely, 5-album deal, that sort of thing.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. We'd love to be doing, like, get signed and living the dream, but we just got to keep going.
Yeah, awesome. So, I mean, one thing we do sort of normally ask people that we get in, we don't really approve ourselves, but X Factor, Britain's Got Talent, The Voice, that sort of thing. What do you think of those sort of programmes?
Well, I personally really like them. Are you asking if the bonbons would do it?
Well, that would be my next question. would it be something you would ever consider doing?
It's not something we've ever ruled out. Maybe in the future we might go down that route, but for now we're just trying to do as well as we can on our own. So
I hate to say this, but in light of who won Britain's Got Talent, I think you're a little bit too talented to be bothering. Yeah, it was. Yeah, I think you're a little bit too talented to be bothering with any of that lot, to be honest. I don't know. Right, we better have some more music. So we're going to play Home by the Bonbons this time. What's this one about then? Is it about your house?
Yeah, let's all go back to my house.
Yeah, we've got UPC, UPVC, we've got a garage, we've got double glitter. Awesome, yeah, you'll love it. And a patio. Woo-hoo. No, go on, seriously, tell us a little bit about it.
It's basically about being in a relationship, but it's a long distance thing.
Right.
And you can't wait to see your partner because you don't get to see them all the time.
Yeah, on the other hand, I should think there's probably people out there that think it's probably quite a good thing that they don't see the partner all the time. But anyway, that's a different story. So we shall have Home from the Bonbons, and then the second of our Sharp Darts tracks this evening, A Widen the Sun. Tony's not going to tell us any more about the Sharp Darts, are you?
They played Billy Music Live once.
Oh, good, right, okay. Are we going to get them in at some point and actually talk to them?
Well, I suppose I can try.
That's a good idea. Yeah. I like your tactics there. Okay. Yes. Okay. We should look into that.
How do we even get the tracks?
I found a CD in reception. Somebody sent us it. Yeah, somebody sent us it. It's come from somewhere. There was two.
I'll look into this.
Okay. Excellent. Nice one. Okay. So as I say, Home from the Bonbons, and then a little bit of the Sharp Darts, and we shall be talking more to Amy in a moment.
I'm gonna make it home to where I belong. California, across lonely highways. Oh, baby, I'm coming home.
Attention all listeners. Due to popular demand, Jam Radio is expanding with more shows, new presenters, as well as your all-time favourites. So whether you like rock, pop, oldies, indie, dance, old school or new school, Jam Radio has it all. From Monday to Friday between 6 and 10pm, on Saturday and Sunday from 4 till 10pm. So listen in on jam-radio.co.uk. If you've missed a show, don't worry because you can download the podcast from the same address. Jam Radio, spreading the sounds around.
We'll be right back.
Ah, a bit of the sharp darts there, no less. Indeedy-do. So, we've nearly come to the end of the first hour. It's now 2058. Not the year, the time. And I have some interesting news for you. Apparently, the old England football team have scored a goal. So, in tribute to that, a little later on, I am going to play my very own football song that I did write with my friend Michael Snowden and record with him. And it is very good. So there, I hope you like it.
Is it a football song that you've gone and done?
It's a football song that I went and did, yes, yeah, indeed, yes. Gone and done.
Gone and done, yes.
To be fair, we actually did it for Euro 2000, which was like ages ago.
12 years.
Yes, I know. It seems like it was only yesterday. In fact, you can tell how old it was, because if you actually listen to it and you can realise just how ridiculous all the players' names are, it's like a team from like years and years ago. You won't even recognise half the players, in you? I don't know. So anyway, we have been joined this past hour by Amy from the Bonbons, and it's been lovely to have you. Are you going to stick around for the second hour and listen to us talk rubbish and play French electro and things like that?
Why not?
Oh, bless you. You're a good egg, you are, aren't you? You're rapidly becoming one of our favourite guests, because we've had you in twice. That's it. You've qualified. So, this Olympic torch business, I came up with this great idea, you know, because it's coming through Keithley and stuff. They need, like, do you remember the Pope mobile that the Pope stands in when he goes, like, you know, anywhere that's a bit dodgy or anything
glass.
Like that? Yeah, basically. I thought that probably might be a good idea for Keithley, because you can guarantee that somebody's going to try and put it out, can't you? What do you think? I mean, I love Keithley, you know what I mean? It provides me with... I don't know. It provides me with lots of things. Mainly,
Asda.
Yeah, it provides me with food from Asda. It provides me with, I don't know.
Jam on top.
Jam on top.